Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio, Anthony Bellino company from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening on this Friday, the 5th day of March 2021. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. You can find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key. Dan is at Dan in the Studio. And, of course, I'm at AC Bellino. Listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. You heard from Mike O'Hara there. We actually talked to Mike on Wednesday, and so we are a little bit behind, you know, just trying to get the schedules all worked out. I wanted to be able to have him on the show, but we had to talk to him on Wednesday, so that was obviously prior to the news that the Lions had tendered the Pro Bowl punter Jack Fox. And of course he went out and put out on his Instagram no place he'd rather be, so that's great because he was fantastic.
Thanks Jack, we appreciate it.
Really putting emphasis on special teams there. And the Lions, according to a source, have told the cornerback Desmond Trufant that he will be released, according to Adam Schefter. So this is pretty big news because Trufant signed a 2-year, $20 million deal with the Lions before the 2020 season to replace Darius Slay, who was traded to Philadelphia. Trufant is still going to get paid $3.5 million from Detroit in guaranteed money from last season, but this move is going to free up, by releasing him, save about $3 million in cap space. And if he's designated as a post-June 1st cut, they'll save $6.5 million on the cap. He will carry a $6 million cap charge for the Lions this year, according to the roster management system. But releasing him, they'll clear the cap space after the trade for Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff. They probably feel very confident with Jeff Okuda and Imani Oruwariye moving forward. Plus, we'll have to wait and see what they do from a free agency standpoint and then also from the draft. I don't know if they can add quality depth there with the amount of picks that they have. That would be fantastic. But Trufant, it just didn't work out. And as you heard Mike say, you know, the Justin Coleman experiment, that one didn't work out like it was supposed to either. And had it worked out, maybe it would have been, things would have been different. But for right now, that's where we stand with Desmond Trufant and his release. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Ben Roethlisberger signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers for the 2021 NFL season, and they restructured his deal, reducing his pay from $19 million to $14 million in the final year. They're going to spread that cash payment out through 2022 as well. The move lowers the team's salary cap hit by more than $15 million. It's my greatest honor to be a Pittsburgh Steeler and give all for my this organization. I'm grateful to be at this stage in my career, more than happy to adjust my contract in a way that best helps the team address other players who are so vital to our success. I love this game. I love to compete, and I believe in this team and my ability to deliver when called upon. It all starts with great preparation, and I am ready to go. That was a statement there released from your boy, Ben Roethlisberger. It was the move he had to make. What else could you say if you are Ben Roethlisberger? Like, you had to restructure if you wanted your team to be competitive. And if not, then you keep the money and tell them to go fish. But that just doesn't seem like a very good idea. General Manager George Patton wants, or I think it's Peyton, I'm sorry, says that the Denver Broncos want Von Miller back in 2021. pending his legal issues and his contract. So we'll have to wait and see if Von Miller returns to be in a Broncos uniform. Greg McDermott, we talked about this story. He was the coach at Creighton, made that comment about the plantation. Well, he has been suspended from all team activities for those comments that he made to his players last week. The school announced this last night. The decision came 2 days after the school said any disciplinary action would remain confidential, but then they had to release a statement, and Coach McDermott had, quote, tweeted, their release, by saying that you must use this incident as an opportunity for growth and learning. And he, he's going to own it. He made a mistake. He owns it. It is what it is. And, he respects their decision. So, like we said, I've never heard that used ever, that saying. But once again, I was born in the northern part of the United States, and I'm not sure if that's a thing where he's from. I don't even know where he's from. But, yeah, suspension, that seems about right. You can't tell, a locker room that has black men in it, especially youngsters, that, you got to stay on the plantation. Like, that's the most, it's the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard.
Even with, hey, even if it's an all, it's just all white room, just no. It's
very
not
true.
A saying.
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing. It's just, it shouldn't ever be said. Like, I'm still perplexed on how you just say that. Like, I don't know if I've ever used the word
plantation without talking in history class. When's the last time you've even said the word until this story? Outside of maybe somebody was from Plantation, Florida. Outside of that, like, I have no idea.
I mean, me watching The Bachelor, I've said it a lot because there's pictures of one of the contestants who had a sorority party on a plantation, old plantation. So there's been, that word's been a lot in my world. So that's,
you Bachelor people.
Hey, it's the reason why Chris Harrison is out as the Bachelor host right now, because he tried to defend it. Said it, well, that was all the way back in 2018. Are we using a 2020 lens on 2018?
Wait. She was in a sorority party in 2018 and she's on The Bachelor in 2021?
She's 22 years old.
Oh, God, no.
So
don't do it. Don't tell me.
She's still on the show. She might win.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's why the Chris Harrison kind of stood up for her so much, because it's like kind of showing something here, defending this hard for a contestant when you've been the host for, since it started in like 2002.
It's been a pretty good job.
Yeah, pretty easy job to make that much money.
I mean, so she went to a sorority party that was on a plant. Where'd she go to school at? You know,
somewhere in Georgia.
Typical.
But it was like a all dress up in ball gowns. We'll have servants like being the wait staff.
So it was themed.
Yeah, it was a themed party at a plantation, and so that's where like the real hot water came. Because like, yeah, if you're in the South, you can't escape an old house being a plantation. They're all over the place. But when you have a themed party of that era, that's where in life.
Then
the
problem. you have it coming, and that just goes to show you that it's very much still a part of people's lives,
right?
Especially down there. I joked when I worked in Jacksonville that, South Georgia and Northern Florida is about 20 years behind. It might even be further behind than that, just from my experience down there. And
Jacksonville just seems like it'll constantly just be 1994.
It's very Florida Georgia line very much. I like the Jacksonville Beach area. It's awesome. Ponte Vedra is just south where Sawgrass is at, and it's awesome there. But Jacksonville is it's something. LeBron James took Giannis Antetokounmpo first in the 2021 NBA All-Star Draft. The Utah Jazz stars went last. They feel like they're getting disrespected. LeBron James did go on to say something along the lines of, do you think that anybody ever picks the Utah Jazz in their video game? I don't know why you wouldn't. But Rudy Gobert's comments about how they're a small market team and they don't get any respect. Hey, guess what? The Toronto Raptors are considered a small market team here in the U.S., right? The Cleveland Cavaliers are a small market team. The Detroit Pistons are a, quote, small market team. You can win if you can win. And if you haven't proven you can win anything, then we don't have to, like, you're just a good regular season team. Like, you have to be able to prove that you can get it done when it matters the most, and that's the playoffs in this country.
Right now, we're just going to view you as the Atlanta Hawks of 5 years ago.
Okay, great example. Like, wow, that was a neat story.
Like, yeah, you're a great team. And then you lose in the second round. Awesome.
L.A. Clippers All-Star guard Paul George is ruled out before last night's game against the Washington Wizards because of dizziness. Wizards actually won that game. Portland Trailblazers C.J. McCollum cleared for practice. Yusef Nurkic is progressing as well. The Red Wings fell to the Carolina Hurricanes last night 5-2. The Pistons, they fell to the New York Knicks 114-104. And the Michigan Wolverines beat the Michigan State Spartans 69-50. Game number two will be on Sunday. And the Tigers beat the Toronto Blue Jays 8-2 in 7 in a spring training game. We'll step aside back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 wager on Israel Adesanya to win against Jan Blachowicz in their fight on March 6th. This is going to be awesome. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Get ready to start betting with confidence and turning knockouts into payouts. Sign up today and discover BetMGM's boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets if Adesanya beats Blachowicz. Come on, you don't want to miss this grudge match, and BetMGM makes it even that much more thrilling. Get in the ring with the king and enjoy fight night more than ever before. It's always showtime at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets, must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
So what's your reason for feeling lousy today? Round number birthday or just another one? Glory days with the college buddies? Game went to overtime or was it Tuesday? Whatever, you need to lose the hangover and get with the program. And that's why you need Blow Low. Blow Low is a sobering aid that clears your head and helps reinvigorate and energize your body. Blow Low assists in eliminating hangovers with a proven metabolism accelerator, helping to break down toxins and reduce alcohol levels up to 50%, and all in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Blow Low can eliminate breath odor from marijuana, cigarettes, alcohol, and more. Visit blowlow.com, that's BLOWLOW.com today, and feel better in as little as 15 minutes. Your next birthday, overtime, glory days, day of the week party will go down better, and you'll feel better the next day. blowlow.com, use the promo code HUGE for free shipping. Blow Low encourages everyone who consumes alcohol to act responsibly. Please don't drink and drive. Statements not evaluated by the FDA.
Death of street knowledge.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Auto Valley Guest Line 313-396-5527. Got some text to get to right now. Will X's and Bros have a tournament bracket group? Yeah, I would imagine. Would you guys want to do it on ESPN? You can do that over on ESPN.com.
I am 100% down for that.
Excellent. You know what I have? You know what I have as a prize for the winner? And when I mean I have, I still have a couple to mail out because I haven't been able to get in the office. But what I have is a couple copies of John Feinstein's book, The Back Roads to March, The Untold Stories of March Madness, in hardcover.
There you go.
We have a copy of the Braylon Edwards book we can give away.
He wrote a book?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did write a book.
It's on our windowsill right now. I don't remember the name of it.
Dusty.
I'm just going to...
The Dust Collector.
Right. It's one of those things like, Braylon, you've hurt me enough in my life. I don't need you to hurt me with your words. Just remember you scoring 3 touchdowns over our 4-string running back, playing cornerback. Mm.
Yeah, not ideal. NBA All-Star festivities on Sunday. Good entertainment for Sunday night. Not much on. Yeah, it's kind of a quiet night across the board. I'll watch the All-Star game because it's on. But it really the allure, the luster there is not is I mean, it's the All-Star game, especially this year where, you know, we know about some of the concerns. But now all of a sudden, everybody's starting to open up. So that's a positive. Coach Howard deserves dinners at St. Elmo's tonight. Is AB able to sit down and do the show today? Did you guys end up betting? Yeah, I sat down. I did the show. I actually went to sleep pretty peacefully last night. Woke up a little later than expected this morning. But we did not end up placing a wager on the game last night. And that is because at the, what did we have at the end of the show? We had Brendan Quinn at the end of the show. So we had a lot to
that. And I wasn't going to make a bet. I knew I was going to lose.
That makes sense. And I wasn't going to force you to be like, oh, you got a wager, you know, because it's like your team has had enough struggles.
Right. It's one thing. It's like if in years past where it's like Michigan's 12, State's 14, like if they're both equally good teams, then yeah, like we're throwing bets down. When it's uneven, it's like I need a little help on the bet. It can't be Michigan State's got to sweep them. It's like Michigan State can barely put two wins together all year. Like, not gonna expect against the number two team in the nation to all of a sudden sweep two games when they've been shooting 30% the last week.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I mean, I'm happy for my team. I don't need to sit here and rub anything in. You're a decently rational human, and
right.
I think most
you save that for the Twitter folks that come at you.
Yeah, I'll save that for the Twitter people. But for you, who I gotta talk to every day, you know, I kind of like you. You know,
right?
There's certain
people I rub it in when State wins against Michigan, and I've gotten yelled at before from them. But that's what happens. When they're loud and obnoxious, I'll be loud and obnoxious back.
The turning point of last night's game, and more on this coming up, was the loose ball when the Wolverines were up 7. That was it. That was the turning point of the ball game. Let's get to we'll get into that coming up next, and we'll get into your ridiculous proposal. We might have to make an adjustment because we already have one game, and we talked about this in the break, and then Brendan Quinn came on, so we'll get to that proposal here in a minute. But let's get to Freddie, who's on the phone line. Freddie, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, AB. When I was talking about you being able to sit down, I thought maybe you were so aroused that you couldn't sit down. So,
I knew what you meant, but I mean, it was a special night at Chrysler. I was very happy to be a small part of it. I actually just got a message from the Michigan Insider over on 1050, and they just said, you know, congrats on doing your job and annoying that. They just basically told the story. But somebody's Spartan relative had sent a message, and they were all discussing it while watching the game, and you know, whatever the case may be. But it's a very unique experience to be, especially in a season like this with no fans. You know, you got to kind of create all your own juice for it. It's very strange, but it was fun to be a part of, like the confetti that fell down, and to watch the guys really enjoy the hard work that they have put in over the last 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months. I mean, you know, we talked about Brendan Quinn yesterday. These kids haven't been home in a long time. And, you know, it was a special moment for all of them. And for Juwan to bring home the hardware in season two, like, it's pretty impressive.
Does Jim Harbaugh sit in front row when those games play?
Typically, he and his father, if it's just him and his father, they'll sit courtside. Obviously, there's no fans unless you're a family member that can get into the game. John Beilein was there last night. I think they opened it up a little bit more last night just because it was senior night. So Coach Beilein was there, and the seniors had a nice tribute to him at the end of the game after when the celebration was happening and it was captured. I forget who took the photographs. Maybe Dustin Johnson took them, but a pretty, pretty cool moment there between John Beilein and the seniors, which was fun.
Is he not
but
golfing this weekend?
Who's that?
Dustin Johnson.
Oh, no, not that DJ, a different one. But typically, yeah, Jack Harbaugh, the dad, and Jim Harbaugh, they sit courtside a ton. Love watching Michigan basketball. They're all in. And the idea that there is, like, some sort of rift between the programs, or one coach is doing it and the other one's not, and why can't that, like, competition level, it doesn't really exist inside the building. It's all just narrative on the outside because they support each other.
John Beilein sitting there yesterday, it would have been sweet to see, but there had to, I would have loved to sit behind him. There had to be some cash falling out of those pockets, man, from the Cleveland Cavaliers, that's for sure. Lots of fat cash coming out of those pockets. But, man, I was calling, you know, I was listening to you and O'Hara, and, you know, I know we really haven't spoke about it. I heard you a couple of weeks ago talk about Galladay really isn't the number one. I've always thought he was not a number one receiver, but this town, you know, seems to, you know, put the every.
We tend to overvalue guys at sometimes. We do tend to do that.
Ten is an understatement, but they, he's a really, really good number two wide receiver. He really is. Here he was forced to be number one, and he always played. I always thought he played better out of the slot. If you put him in the slot, I thought he was fantastic. You put him on the outside, he just wasn't fast enough. But they just never used him that way enough, and unfortunate. But you know, from listening to you and O'Hara, I was kind of bummed. I mean, we're going to get nothing for this guy, possibly. You know, possibly maybe a third round pick if somebody else signs him. But it's kind of a bummer that Bob Quinn blew that as well too. I mean, he makes a decent pick, and then you get nothing for the guy. Kind of sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to let him walk. I really don't. I think that if all else fails, they probably will franchise tag him just to see. You know, but then he's entering year 28 of his lifetime, and then it's like, okay, so if he plays well this year, can you sign him for 3 or 4 years? Then you're taking him into 32, 33 years old. I think it's funny how we talk about athletes at 33 like they're cattle. You got like a horse. You got to take them out back. But you know, for normal people, it's like, yeah, no, I'm just in the first third of my life, like all is well. So that part of it's very interesting. But him being a little bit older, I did put up a blind resume comparison. We talked a little bit about yesterday. Kenny G is one of the players in that comparison. But it's all about free agent wide receivers. You know, guys who are available. Yeah, and it's pretty interesting now where you put Tyrell Williams in that mix too, considering he's only played about 4 full seasons. So very intriguing on how he matches up there. Is he the replacement for Marvin Jones? Do they sign Galladay on a 1-year deal? Do they go that direction in the draft? Because if you brought in Williams, you sign Galladay in a 1-year deal, you have Quintez Cephas, and you add either of the Alabama receivers or Jamar Chase out of LSU. Wow. Now you got yourself some firepower.
Well,
but as a clear cut number one, he's not DeAndre Hopkins. He's not Julio Jones. You know, that's just not him.
Yeah, the last thing you just brought up the draft and another wide receiver. You know, I'm starting to think, I don't know all the prospects coming out. Maybe you guys can tell me, but you know, I think the Lions, whether they pick a 7 or they pick a 12 or whatever. Is there a defensive tackle out there that's like a stud defensive tackle? Because I have a feeling they might be leaning toward defensive tackle, kind of what Aaron Donald does for – I mean, I'm not saying they're going to draft Aaron Donald, but maybe a guy like him to start the rebuild of the franchise with a guy at the defensive tackle spot. Because a lot of teams, you know, when they're rebuilding, that's one of the first guys they take is a solid defensive tackle. Is there anybody out there coming out that's pretty good this year?
Anybody on the interior line? There's a couple of edge rushers, Quiddy Pay, Jalen Phillips on the edge. But as far as defensive tackle, the kid from Washington, I think, might be the highest rated on the board outside of that. Like, and he's all the way down at like 32 overall as far as best available players. We got to hit the break. We'll be back. We'll be back with more of X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.
not start singing the chorus to this song.
Are you afraid I was going to? I mean, the neighbors think he's selling dope. Really good song.
Great song.
If you listen to the lyrics, it's fabulously done by J. Cole. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Great to have you riding along with us this morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Last night, the big one, Michigan State, a 69-50 victory for the Michigan Wolverines over the Michigan State Spartans. And this was a game that I thought was closer than what the scoreboard said for a long time. And then all of a sudden, there was a play in which Michigan is up 7. A loose ball is bouncing around. One player, one team decides to go for that ball, and the other does not. And the team that went for that ball ended up getting a 3-point field goal out of it. And then from there, that was a wrap. I forget what the actual number was, but it was a, I forget the run that it was, they were on, but it was crazy.
27-6, I believe, was the final run number.
27-6. Like, there's, I mean, in Michigan State, this was the synopsis of the season for how the Spartans have struggled on offense. The officiating was just brutal, unfortunately.
Brutal for both sides.
Yeah, no, so. Collectively from a game, like, Tom Izzo had plenty of reasons to complain, as did Juwan Howard. And I thought what was really funny is, you know, Bo Borowski and Tom Izzo, Bo Borowski, one of the officials, and Tom Izzo, Izzo's just letting him have it, right? And they continue on this discussion after the media timeout. Tom Izzo's still talking to Bo Borowski. And Juwan Howard looks over and goes, hey, what's going on over there? Let me in. I want to know. and Izzo looks over at Howard and motions him to, he goes, well, come on over. You know, and Howard's like kind of walking towards half court. And it was just one of those moments. There was another one pregame where Eli Brooks, and Michigan's warming up in front of the Michigan State bench because you warm up on opposite sides, obviously. And Tom Izzo had pulled Eli aside and exchanged some words with him. And Eli had a big smile on his face. And it was, there's more respect there than what people think. And
throughout the week, like, I didn't put this out on Twitter because I was clipping other stuff, but Tom Izzo had a lot of great things to say about Eli Brooks throughout the week. And there's just, in passing, he's just like, I think he had a lot of respect for Eli, just the way he's grown over the last 4 years. And I think that those are the people Tom Izzo loves the most, where you come into a situation, you're not a starter, you're not receiving minutes, and then you blossom that fourth year. You blossom that third or fourth year. He just has a ton of respect for players that will stick it out in a program, and you reap the rewards at the end.
And if you remember a few years ago, Xavier Simpson was a junior. Derek Walton had just left. And Xavier and Eli were battling it out for the starting point guard role. Xavier, a.k.a. Captain Hook, obviously, you know, ends up winning it. And Eli never gave up. Eli never quit on the program.
That was with DeJulius coming in. Like, there's other players in there that people thought were better than Eli.
Yeah, and Eli just stuck with it, man. And I think that, I think that he had a great career. I think that he is perfect in the role that he is in. I think that he realized that this is the right fit for me, right? And I think that there's a lot to that idea that I don't necessarily have to be the guy. I don't have to be the captain of the ship. I just want to be on board. And that ship led to a Big Ten championship. And I can understand why Izzo would love that. And I can understand why Michigan fans would love Eli Brooks. And for this team, you know, to do it this way and have this kind of magical season, I'm not going to lie, Illinois took a little wind out of our sails. That drubbing.
Hey, have the slip up now.
Yeah, much rather slip up now. Here's what Isaiah Livers, Eli Brooks, Big Country, Austin Davis, Mike Smith, here's some of their thoughts after the game.
It was on my checklist. It was something I never won. It's being here all my 4 years. I won a Big Ten champ, like tournament champion, never got outright. And that was on my checklist. That was one of my reasons why I came back. I believed and trusted my teammates either way. They pushed me very hard. I pushed them. That's just how we get better in practice, and it shows on the court. We have that chemistry, and I just love playing for these guys.
It means a lot. There's a lot of people that go unnoticed that got us in the position that we are, and it just feels great to see everybody's faces, everybody happy.
It just was tremendous, you know, being able to go out in Chrysler, you know, with all the seniors that we have in this class. You know, we've just been through so much together. It was just an incredible experience that honestly, there's just not words to describe it.
And this is one. We're chasing two more. So, you know, I mean, it's good to enjoy this for tonight, but it felt amazing. You know what I mean? You throw the confetti around and do a snow angel in the confetti. You know, I mean, you see it all the time on TV. But to be able to be there in that moment, you know what I mean, it's priceless.
Moments that will always be with these players. You know, more from Smith and head coach Juwan Howard.
You know what I mean? And then it's even, you know what I mean, it's sweeter to do it against Michigan State. You know what I mean? Coach showed us a video before we played. Obviously, I've never played against them, but I know it's a big rivalry. Coach showed us a video of Draymond Green. You know, he's a big talker, and he was just saying, like, how he, you know what I mean, wished we would never win a game ever. You know what I mean? And that just shows how competitive this matchup is. And if for us to do this on our home court and then get to celebrate senior night and to celebrate a big and, you know, meet regular season championship and have the family out there and friends.
Family and friends. And then all of a sudden it just stopped. It just paused. Shout out to technology, is what it is. But you could hear, from Mike Smith there, the, you know, his first introduction to the rivalry, if you will. This was his first time being a part of it, and it was, man, it was special for both he and Sean D, two guys that, you know, were never really a part of Selection Sunday, to now at this point, yeah, it's real. You know, they're not only going to be a part of Selection Sunday, they could, you know, go in as a one seed. I'm not going to say that, you know, who knows what's gonna happen. We'll see what happens when it happens, right? That's the way that I kind of look at this. When it comes down to the seeding, they're projected to be a number one seed. You know, that'll be Illinois, that Michigan,
will,
maybe.
That won't move. Even if they get bounced, like, in their first game. Like, there's no other team outside of Gonzaga, Baylor, Michigan. I guess we can loop in Illinois now.
Yeah.
Who else would take their place? I don't see another team that's, like, deserving of one seeds outside of those four.
It'll be real interesting to see who lasts longer in the tournament, the Big Ten or the Big 12. Because the Big 12's had some quality.
They've beaten each other up, too.
Yeah, that's a pretty quality conference right there. They might be, you know, that's I think, one and two in the country. And they're going to have a lot of those middle, like, second, number two seeds, four seeds, six seeds. They're going to have a lot of teams in that mix right there. But, you know, Juwan Howard, should he win Coach of the Year? Considering the fact that they were projected to finish middle of the Big Ten this year in KenPom's historically the most difficult conference ever, I would say yes, especially in the fashion in which they did it. You know, I was asked the other day, what was one game at home that you thought needed fans the most? And the way that they had taken care of business at home, we played a lot of home games, a lot of home games. So I wasn't really sure if there was one that necessarily stood out to me. I guess maybe Illinois might have helped to have some juice there. But, Ryan, you brought up a scenario yesterday. This was going into it. We were talking about this at the break. So we have one game already in hand, so it kind of screws it up. But go ahead and lay out your scenario here.
So the scenario yesterday, and I'll adjust my question after the scenario, but the scenario was going into the game yesterday, would you rather have Michigan win the three games here, get the Big Ten title, regular season, get the tournament title, you get two banners there, but you're knocked out of the tournament, Elite Eight, Sweet 16. Or
I think you thought, I thought you said the second game.
I said second game. I'll adjust it to first or second week. You don't make it to the Final Four, because that's where I'm going to cut my parameter, because the second part is you get swept by Michigan State, unknowing if you win the Big Ten regular season. You don't win the Big Ten tournament, but you're just automatically placed in the Final Four.
And I said yesterday, I'll take the Big Ten and the tournament banners before an automatic right. berth to the Final Four, just because you have no idea how those two games
right.
are going to
go. Now my question changes with the Big Ten tournament already in hand. What are your expectations for Michigan in the tournament? Mm. Like, as fans, what do you expect out of this team where
the NCAA, not the Big Ten.
Right. Big Correct. Ten, to me, Big Ten is irrelevant for Michigan. Like, the Big Ten tournament's irrelevant for Michigan. You got a banner. It's all gravy. Like, you're just adding more on with the tournament. Like, that's how I view it when Michigan State wins a regular season title. It's like, you already have a banner. Like, you proved you're the best team. Mm-hmm. So, like, but what are your expectations in the NCAA tournament?
Because
I know what you're feeling, but
sick to my stomach about it.
That, but it's like you're feeling like this is a championship team. So like what? Like you know, is it final? Really, like is it Final Four? Like you need out of them to like feel like okay, like this is a good season because you never know in the Final Four. You're everything kind of settled out at that point in the tournament. Like there's great teams playing great teams, unless somehow you draw Loyola Chicago at the end of their run, but like, and you get another banner, but it's like, it's Final Four the expectation, and you'll feel a little, I won't say like failure because it's not failure. You won a Big Ten title this year, but is there a sour taste left in your mouth if there's not a Final Four this year?
And you bring up something very interesting when you said championship caliber team, because had you asked me on Monday, I would have said absolutely. Then Tuesday happened, and whether that was because, you know, the team gets word that Iowa isn't playing and they're like, oh, okay, not a problem. They came out and got slapped. Maybe that needed to happen. But carrying over their offensive struggles from Illinois into what I saw for a majority of the game, what I felt like I saw against Michigan State, like they were fortunate that Michigan State is having a down year. Because I didn't think that Michigan's offense looked like any world beaters. They didn't look nearly as good as they have, prior to this week. And it could be a culmination of the amount of time that they've spent, like the amount of games that they've had in such a short time. Guys are tired, not only physically, but mentally exhausted. And, you know, maybe that's what happened to Rocket Watts for that loose ball against Michigan State. Like, I know I need it. I know I want it. I just can't get to it. And that's why Tom Izzo sat him down. Just sat him. I don't know if Rocket Watts checked back into the game.
He did not.
Yeah, that was it.
Thankfully, because I feel like that was just a frustration point, not only for Izzo, but I think for us fans with Rocket Watts this season.
And Coach Izzo was very different. He was very different. Now, he had his moments, right? But typically, he is having his moments over the course of a 40-minute game. But I think even the coaching staffs are feeling the stress and the strain of like, yo, this season, like it is just game after game. Like people think, I don't know what people think these guys do, but it's not a 9-to-5 job.
No, it's like one thing I think we've kind of skipped over. I know you brought it up the other day is like these kids are still somehow doing schoolwork throughout all this.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be a struggle. And the fact that you're playing every other day, but somehow you have to enforce a day off a week. Like, I'm sure today is MSU's day, like, mandated day off.
Should be everybody's day off.
Right.
But Ryan and like, Dan, you have a day off.
I have all weekend off. First time in 6 weeks, probably.
Dan knows. Every Thursday after we leave the show, I say it's the weekend. Because all we have to do is get through Friday.
And Friday's easy. Come on. We can all handle Fridays.
How excited are you from a Big Ten perspective to get a gauge on either of these teams? Shout out to Al Russo. Working right now. He's tuned in. I don't know if he's listening on the on one of the apps or if he's listening online at MichiganSportsNetwork.com, but he believes. He just said, I believe it. He believes that they are a national championship contender. I kind of want to do a poll question just to get to gauge the temperature.
I'm working one out
room.
Right now. I don't know how you want to word it. Like, yeah. What's the expectation or what would make fans not leave a sour taste in their mouth? Like,
what would satisfy the Michigan basketball fan base?
What would satisfy you in the tournament as a Michigan fan? And I'll put championship game. I'm not even going to put winner. Like, because you can crowd.
I don't know if I could do that again, though.
I'm just saying it doesn't.
Like, I'll just put game/winner. Like, you're just in the championship, because I think there's difference between making the championship and making a Final Four. Because as a State fan, I've seen enough games being blown out in the Final Four game.
I think it should be more like the question should be, what would satisfy you? Just it there doesn't even have to be the tournament, because I mean, like Anthony said, you're satisfied right now, right? I know you're expecting at least to win at least two games in the tournament.
Minimum Sweet 16.
Yeah.
I think just based on the talent level, but I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily satisfied. I think had we handled business against Illinois, I would have been, but just the way that game went at the time that it went is a reality check going into the tournament that we're not Teflon. And I thought, I think that, from my perspective, me like watching going, okay, this team can score on you any way that they want. And then Illinois was like, oh no, you can't. And it was like, hold on now. Nobody watch that tape. Can we burn that film across the country so nobody else can see it? Right.
I think I find what is the bare minimum you expect out of Michigan in the tournament? Because I think that's where it'll gauge finally. Because, like, satisfied, people are just going to pick championship game, I think. Championship game.
I'd be satisfied with the
Final
Four.
What is the bare minimum you expect out of Michigan in the tournament?
So championship game, Final Four, Elite Eight, Sweet 16?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think that'll see, like, where fans are at of, like, we need a Final Four to, like, cap this season. As much as you can dog teams for not winning championships, Final Fours are special.
You get
the T-shirts. You get your own special. Like, people remember Final Fours.
They're definitely going to remember this one because all the teams are in one city.
All the teams are in one city. The whole COVID thing. They played a season with no fans. Everybody's getting tested all the time.
That's going to be another interesting part of the tournament is not having – finally having, like, Michigan on an East Coast, not sending them out to California or Washington, not having teams spread out throughout the entire country, having to travel. Because that's always been, like, a thing of, like, okay, it's a lower seed, but, like, oh, they have to travel halfway across the country to go play. Every team's going to be right in one city for at least the good teams for 3 weekends.
Are you ready for that?
Are you
ready for it?
I've missed it.
It's March, baby. We're here. What a game for the Michigan Wolverines, Big Ten champions. I'm just going to blabber here for a second. Hunter Dickinson, 14-10. Isaiah Livers, 9-7. You got 9 from Eli, 9 from Mike Smith. Brandon Johns Jr., big 6 points. The Michigan Wolverines beat the Michigan State Spartans, clinched the Big Ten championship with a 69-50 victory. Yesterday, these two teams will meet up again on Sunday at 4:30 over on CBS for the final day of the regular season in East Lansing at the Breslin. Izzo, Howard, part deux for this season. That'll cap it. We'll get into the Big Ten tournament next weekend. That's the end of hour number 2. Don't go anywhere. More X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
It's time to go on the court with Johnny Kane.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today, and when you do, don't forget to use the promo code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up the first time. Again, the code you want to use is HUGE, and you can then take advantage of a special offer when you sign up that is only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The Pistons ended the first half of the season on the short end against the Knicks last night, a 114-104 final from Madison Square Garden. Julius Randle proved yet again why he's worthy of his first All-Star bid, 27 points, 16 boards, and 7 assists, but he didn't work alone. Elfrid Payton and R.J. Barrett combined for 41 as the Knicks, how about this, they go into the break above 500 for the first time since the 2012-2013 season. 8 were in double figures, led by Wayne Ellington, who ends the first half red hot, 12 made threes over his last 2 games. Pistons finished the first half with a 10-26 mark. The NBA All-Star Game is this Sunday in Atlanta.
From planting a simple seed to managing a global food supply, growing, processing, and distributing food is the backbone of America. You deal with food safety and labor issues, cost control, and not to mention Mother Nature. But do you have time to explore research development and biotechnical tax credits? Properly administer payroll for temporary employees? Ensure that you're operating at your most profitable? That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter, And while your business is America's food supply, our business is helping you run your business better. We'll assist with tax credits, assess your processes and controls, and so much more. And while we may not be able to help you plant your crops, we can help you realize a rich financial harvest. From the family farm to worldwide distribution of all the things you grow, grow your business better. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.